AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is ramping up warnings of a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The AP's Ben Thomas reports one warning is it could happen in days.
Russia could choose in very short order to commence a major military action against Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States doesn't know if Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a decision to invade, but
if you look at the disposition of forces in both Belarus and in Russia on the other side of the Ukrainian border, from the north, from the east, the Russians are in a position to be able to mount a major military action in Ukraine any day now.
And he says Americans in Ukraine should get out within the next 48 hours. Meanwhile, a senior defense official says another 3,000 U.S. combat troops are being sent to Poland. They'll join 1,700 already assembling there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Worries about a possible Russian attack sent stocks lower. The Dow lost 503 points. A judge in Canada says he will order protesters to stop blocking access to the Ambassador Bridge between Canada and Detroit. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the trucker blockades will end.
President Biden and I both agree that for the security of people and the economy, these blockades cannot continue. So make no mistake, the border cannot and will not remain closed.
Truckers are angry over Canada's coronavirus restrictions. The FDA is putting on hold an attempt to speed up approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for kids under five. What should parents do? This is FDA Virus Chief Dr. Peter Marks.
Parents will have to rely on what they've come to do well, which is they're using masking procedures, and they're making sure that they're vaccinated.
The FDA authorized a new antibody drug from Eli Lilly that targets the Omicron variant. This is AP News. It's early morning in Beijing. Friday's Olympic events are in the books.
The defending champion U.S. women's hockey team rallied to defeat the Czech Republic 4-1 in the quarterfinals of the Beijing Olympics on Friday. Lee Steckline netted the eventual winner 6:49 into the third period to break a one-all tie and help the Americans avoid a major upset. The win comes on the heels of the men's hockey team's tournament opening 8-0 rout of China. Sean Farrell had a hat trick for the Americans, and the U.S. women's curling team remained undefeated after the Tabitha Peterson-led team's 8-4 win over China. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Ron Torbert, a 12-year veteran of the NFL who has been a referee since 2014, will handle his first Super Bowl Sunday at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Torbert was a back judge and a side judge for four seasons. The NFC champion LA Rams get to play in their home stadium Sunday against the AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.